We've heard voices for and against NFL players taking a knee during the anthem to protest injustice and show unity. But a researcher who's been surveying Trump voters found the reasons against the move are varied. Diane Hessen founded the research company C-Space. She joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Robin.
So give us the number one reason that you heard from Trump voters that they didn't support the taking of the knee.
It's just plain patriotism. I mean, I think it's less people concerned about the overall cause and more people saying, is this how you have to protest? A cherished ritual in this country that brings people together. For many people, a sacred place where you root for your team, but people of all political persuasions root for their team.
Well, you've said two things there. It's a cherished ritual, which for them is football, and you say it's like yoga. You wouldn't want somebody to suddenly protest during your yoga class, but also it's what we've heard, the flag, the anthem, which represents the military sacrifice. You have Deborah from New Hampshire. She wants the president to use words like despicable and disgrace to describe things like that Ravens-Jaguars game in London where the American players took a knee for the national anthem but stood for God Save the Queen.
Absolutely. I mean, what Deborah in New Hampshire said is that she feels like that just, made a mockery of our entire nation.
Let's go to some of the other reasons, though. The NFL leaders' hypocrisy. The Trump supporters you spoke with asked why they didn't step in other cases, such as?
Last July, the Dallas Cowboys wanted to do something to signify their support for these five police officers who were shot dead. They had these decals that they wore on their helmets. They wore them during practice. And then the NFL stepped in and banned the idea.
Right.
The question, really, the hypocrisy is, why did Roger Goodell say it was okay for players to take a knee, but not okay for players to wear a fairly benign decal
right.
supporting Dallas police?
Look, the third reason we've also heard voices saying this, that liberals celebrate free speech when it comes to their issues, but not when it comes to conservatives, and they point to issues on college campuses.
You know, most recently, Jeff Sessions at Georgetown, you know, Ann Coulter coming out and doing a speech, you know, people protesting that. You know, you protest when you don't like the cause.
Well, and another reason they don't trust the players. And this is so interesting because these are football fans, these Trump voters. And they ask, why didn't the players protest domestic violence when Ray Rice sucker punched his girlfriend in that elevator video that came out? These fans ask whether or not these football players, you know, if their heart is in the right place, they really question why don't they go back to their own neighborhoods, you've heard people say. These are largely African-American players. Many have come up from tough circumstances, and these people are asking why aren't they going to their neighborhoods and maybe helping those in need. You pointed out many players are, but President Trump, you know, people have asked, why did he do this? It was just an Alabama rally for a losing candidate. And you say there's something else going on here for the president.
Well, yes, Robin. You know, you think about people screaming that these players should go back to their neighborhoods. And I think lots of progressives will say, well, there you have it. It's just one more example of racism. When I really probe with people, it seems broader than that. It's almost like a class war because what they call the players are millionaires.
Yeah.
Look at these millionaires who used to understand what it was like to be needy, who now have completely lost touch with middle America and don't even know how to do the right thing for a cause that everyone cares about.
The flag.
Trump knows that if he stokes anything related to identity politics, that the Democrats will jump onto it. It's almost like a trap. And then all of a sudden, we've got a week of people screaming and yelling about civil rights. And he knows how to not just distract attention from other places where he's had trouble, but he knows how to literally change what the media is saying and what his liberal opponents are saying about the most important issues of the day.
Because this is what matters most to many of the Trump voters. This sense of us versus them, and there is a divide. But how fascinating that in this case, it might be football fans against football players that they perceive now as being part of the elite.
Absolutely. look, here's the main narrative for a Trump voter. I'm trying to make ends meet. I play by the rules. I have big issues related to jobs and taxes and other things that are day-to-day issues for me. And all of you liberals are complaining about transgender bathrooms. That narrative gets reinforced every single time the president says things like, you shouldn't take a knee because of the anthem. It's all the same theme.
That's Diane Hessen. Her company is C-Space. But she has spent the last 10 months doing research with over 400 voters. 50% of them are Trump voters. 40% of those 400 are in favor of President Trump's criticism of football players taking the knee. And we just heard why. Diane, thank you.
My pleasure.